This is the res. Jeff isn't working very well at the moment, so I suppose you may as well listen to the show. Go on, feel free. And why not visit jointheres.com? There's nothing to stop you. Jeff, your judiciously engineered friend.
Hey, Parslings. This is Sav. I'm back in the cave and starting without Breen because it's really hard to get hold of him since we stopped Jeff and the system went down. So, I'm here talking to you guys. Back in the past. Well, this reminds me of something I found in one of Grandma's books about this thing called loneliness, which apparently a lot of you used to suffer from. And it was a big problem right up until the word was abolished, and so no one could be it anymore. It's clever, eh? So, according to Grandma's notes, loneliness is described as... Oh, Breen, he's dialing in. Hold on. Breen! Breen, what the snot? What's going on? Are you hurt?
Oh, myself, Sav. I couldn't connect to you, so I've come out into the wilderness to find you, and out of nowhere, this thing attacked me!
What is it? Show me!
Hang on, it's right... Oh, look! Oh, there it is, the slathering beast there!
Preen.
Oh, I'm lucky to be alive, aren't I?
Preen, that's a ladybird.
I don't care what gender it is, Sav. It wants to tear up my flesh and eat my brains and nestle into my empty skull!
Empty skull is accurate.
Sorry, Sav. I just need to tell my friends about the lucky escape I've had.
I'm right here!
Not you, I mean my friends.
Oh, no, don't. Don't...
Friends on. Hello, friends.
Hey, Preen.
Guess what? I just fought off a monster. I could have died, but my quick thinking and bravery and handsomeness saved the day.
No way!
Oh, thanks. It was nothing.
Oh, it really was.
I know! Friends off. Another satisfying social interaction.
I thought you were done with those things.
Yeah, I tried, but I missed them. Oh, the way that one with the eyebrows looks at me. No one looks at me like eyebrows does.
They're fabricated personalities.
But they're fabricated personalities based on real people. You're just jealous because you don't have any friends.
Well, I have friends. Real friends.
Who?
Loads of friends.
Name two.
Well, there is Jen, Rock, mm-hmm. and Murty. Mm. Murty Moss.
Are you just naming things around the cave?
No, we hang out every day.
What are you talking about? What's hang out?
It's just where you spend time together, talking about stuff, maybe a snack, you know, nothing specific.
What does that achieve then?
Well, absolutely nothing, but it's really nice.
It sounds pointless and boring.
You and I are hanging out right now.
What? What are we doing wasting time doing stupid, fruitless talking? Start a device. We need to get casting immediately.
It's okay. I'm casting already.
Wait. You started without me. You're casting alone. Parslings, I am so sorry. I will never let that happen again.
Oh, as I was saying, Parslings, I wanted to talk about this thing I stumbled across called loneliness.
Lone lioness. Isn't that a female lion?
No, that... Oh, loneliness is the feeling of having no one to talk to, of feeling disconnected from the world, feeling left out, sad, and not understood.
Huh.
Do you think you might have experienced something like that?
What? No, of course not. I'm the most connected person
okay.
I know.
Okay, well, I'm...
The very idea.
But Preen, it's really all right if you've had...
Ooh, look at that. Someone is dialing in.
How can people dial in? The system is down.
Oh, it must be a backup thing. Hello, perfectly timed dialer. Let's talk all about your problems and not my problems that I definitely don't have.
Is this Preen and Sav?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Nye,
N-Y-E, if you're writing it down.
We're not.
Okay. I was just calling because... Well, first of all, I'm a big fan of the Res and everything you've done. But then also, I heard you talking about this thing called loneliness. I think I've been feeling it since Jeff went quiet. But my worst fear is feeling cut off and alone.
Oh no, I think I just cut her off.
Sav, her worst fear. She literally just said that.
Sorry, Nye. I was just resting the device on some moss and it slipped.
Do you mean Mertie McMoss?
Oh, shut up, Breen. I'll try and get her back.
Our daily lives are already stressful. Why let your social responsibilities add to that?
Oh, I was hoping you'd call. Thank you for your lovely birthday message. I like the flowers on it. There used to be some lovely flowers up by the...
We all have people that we need to talk to for the sake of politeness. But exactly how much time must we spend talking to them?
You can always try to rub a dock leaf on it. Me Aunt May used to say. Did I ever tell you me Aunt May used to work down the helium mines?
That's where ChatCap comes in. ChatCap calculates exactly how much conversation is necessary, so you can make the most of your precious free time.
So I said, well, I said, let's see what happens, and you'll never guess what he did next, the only.
Social limit reached. Call ended.
Oh.
Thank you for using ChatCap.
ChatCap, making friendly chit-chat more efficient.
Oh! How are we still getting those adverts?
No idea. Here we go. Reconnecting tonight.
Hello?
Sorry about that, Nye. Sav's friend, Mertie, hit the wrong button. You were saying?
Okay. I was going to say, I think I found the solution to loneliness.
No way! That's brilliant!
So... because the system is crashed, obviously, we can't just flang up a chattermarang on the Moji Blaster, or warble an e-shriek on the Hullabaloo, or fetch a call up on the Tellingbone.
Is she making all of these up?
Oh, Sav, you're adorable.
But there is another way to communicate.
Wait, are you talking about buying more friends packs? Because that doesn't seem to help, honestly. I've heard from other people.
Well, maybe if they spent more credits on better friend packs.
More? They're already spending so much! Probably.
So, what's the cure?
It's easiest if I just show you. I am sending you a virtue portal. Leap into this in precisely 1 hour's time.
Well, how can we leap in if the whole system is down?
It doesn't need Jeff or the feed system. You can bypass it directly with the living tissue of your brain.
Oh.
Well, sounds reasonable. Right. Bye, Nye. See you in an hour.
Right, I better go charge up the virtue portal that Nye sent us. Back in a nano, Parslings.
Sure, I'll be right with you, Parslings. I'm just gonna go friend shopping. I just need that quick little insta-hit of friendship, you know? Let's see. New friend packages. Casual acquaintances at a bus stop. No, not friendly enough. Beach holiday buddies. Ugh, I'm not rubbing sunscreen on anyone. Aha, sympathy friends. Boost your morale when things are bleak. Purchase. Friends on.
Hey, Preen. How you doing?
Guys, look. It turns out that I suffer from loneliness. I could really use your support.
No way.
Oh, what a shame.
I don't know if you've fully grasped. I'm feeling a bit low right now.
It's not the end of the world. Chin up.
It's not the end of the
world. Is this sympathy? But surely you can do better.
You're the best.
Friends off. Another satisfying social interaction.
Hi, Breen. I'm back.
Sav, I think we should ask the Parslings what they know about loneliness and how to tackle it.
That's a great idea. Let's do that. They'll know all about it. They had a name for it back then and everything.
Okay, Parslings, we need to hear from you. What do you do when you feel this loneliness thing? Apparently, lots of you do sometimes. And maybe lots of us do too. So Tell us how you stop it.
Tell us how you deal with it in your time, so that we can maybe do the same in ours. We'll see you in a bit.
When I'm feeling lonely, usually I play sport or I go out on a walk and try and find some mates that might be around so I can actually just speak to them and see if I can go out with them for a day and just talk with them and have a good time, really.
You could always tell a teacher that you don't have anyone. Or you could try and even make a new friend. It's always nice to make a new friend.
Because if I'm ever feeling lonely, I just go talk to like someone random in my class and then we'll end up talking about really random stuff. And that always makes me feel less lonely.
When I'm feeling lonely, I like to think about everything in the world that is good and that I'm grateful for.
To not feel lonely, you can try and make a real life friend. So just start talking to someone, do activities together, you can play games together. There's lots of stuff you can do.
Oh, you know what? For a primitive bunch of people, those parcelings really know how to look after each other.
They don't sound primitive at all. They sound pretty advanced to me.
I'm amazed at how many fun yet pointless things they used to do together.
They weren't pointless, Preen. They weren't for cheeves or credits or any kind of, you know, scoring. It's all about what they call meaningful contact.
Yeah, just like I do with my friends' packs.
Preen... Can I ask you something? Earlier, it sounded like you might have known how it felt. The loneliness.
Nope. Not me. I just heard other people feel that way. Some of my followers.
But the system is down. Your followers can't reach you.
They said it before the system went down. They told me how they would feel if they lost contact with... What is your point, Sav?
Well, I wanted to confess something. You know Jenrock and Murty McMoss?
Oh, yeah, you're real friends.
I made them up.
No.
I just always felt like Grandma was the only person who ever really got me. And then she was gone. And whenever I tried to make new friends, I never wanted to just talk or hang out. I really think I know what loneliness is.
So... What did it mean again?
Having no one to talk to. Feeling disconnected from the world, feeling left out. Sad and not understood.
Okay, it wasn't my followers I was talking about. It was me.
No.
But I think I felt that even before we took the system down. I mean, I've had loads of people to talk to, and I was very connected to the world, and I was definitely not left out, because basically everything revolved around me, and my whole brand is being happy.
Was there a but coming, or did you just want to brag?
Well, both, actually. But the but is, I felt kind of not understood. Like, people saw me all the time, all my friends, and I have so many followers.
Yes.
So many.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, millions.
Well, yes, I get it. You're famous.
But they didn't see me. Does that make sense? I kind of felt like I was shouting into an empty bucket. Well, I should know because I did that once for a chief.
So those parcelings were right.
To have less loneliness, we need to...
Make friends.
And... Hang on with them.
Hang out. I wonder if that's what Nye's solution is.
Well, we'll find out in a minute.
Sometimes feelings run too deep for mere words.
Ah, darling, if only I could tell you what is in my heart.
Making those important sentiments impossible to express. When you have too much to say to leave it to stupid words, our team of experts are here to help. At eShriek, we've developed a sophisticated method for sharing your feelings with those you love.
Honeybum, I've been wanting to say this for some time.
Yes, Snooky Pooks.
I simply must tell you how I feel about you.
Oh, darling, tell me.
Okay.
Commence eShriek now.
Snooky Pooks! I feel exactly the same!
This Valentine's, say it with an e-shriek.
Was that another advert?
God, if we went through an apocalypse, all that would be left would be cockroaches and adverts. Hello, Parslings. Tis I, your humble preen de la preen, here on the scene, keeping your interest like a human magazine.
And Sav.
We're back with Nye. Hey, Nye.
Hello, I'm Nye.
Nye, we just learned something really interesting. We found that people who spend time with other people in real life felt less loneliness. Does that fit with your solution?
Yes, my solution is actually a way to talk to other people face to face. Through an app.
Oh.
I call it GabFace. What you do is you sign up and it builds an accurate profile of your personality. Then when you interact with another person in the GabFace encounter hall, you get a score based on how much they enjoyed what you said.
What?
Encounter hall? Nye, that sounds...
Amazing! Oh, we'd love to give it a try.
What? Preen.
What? Nye said it works for her. It works for you, right, Nye?
Of course.
And there's no reason why it would be different for you, is there?
None at all. I am an extremely average young adult, about 17 years old, and I like sports vehicles and cats that do amusing things. A very typical human. Look, I put my hands in my pockets even when I don't need anything from them.
Hey, I do that too.
Pockets.
Let's try it, Sav. It is normal face-to-face human interaction, but with the added incentive of a point system. Just what the sanity maintenance droid ordered.
I don't know.
Sign me up, Nye.
Here we go. It'll take a while to scan all your interactions. Preen, you have a lot of interactions.
Wait, what's it scanning?
To build an accurate picture of your personality, it simply scans every single interaction you've ever made on every single messaging service you've ever used throughout your entire life. Clever, eh?
Oh, no.
That's so clever.
Fortunately, Preen, you don't seem to have done many pointless activities. It computes everything based on logical value, you see, and the app can't get its processor around useless things. It's like chewing data gristle. Slows the system right down.
Right, your turn, Sav.
I don't want to.
Come on, do it for the listeners. Well, do it for yourself. Do it for your dear departed grandma.
She is not... Oh, fine. But that was some cheap emotional manipulation.
Hooray for emotional manipulation.
Scanning your interactions, sir. Oh, that was fast.
Well, let's get into the game. Let's go, let's go!
Leaping you both in now.
Well, that's the end of part one, and you're gonna wanna hear part two. There's the encounter hall, balloons, and a whole load of kittens. So while you're waiting, why not visit jointheres.com where you can get our comic, play an actual real live kitten game, well, not actually with live kittens, chat with Preen and Sav, and, you know, just hang out. Jointheres.com. More fun than talking to moss.